Now a report from our district councillors, Andrea Powell and Sue Cooper. New accessible moorings on the River Thames at Wallingford. And this is accompanied by a photograph. After several years of planning and campaigning, over £209,000 has been invested in major accessibility improvements at the riverside in Wallingford, with brand new accessible moorings ready for the new boating season. These will provide step-free access to people of all disabilities and will enhance the whole riverside as an attractive destination for residents, visitors, clubs and river users alike. Work has covered improvements to the existing access path, roadway, ramp and moorings at the riverside, in addition to the installation of an accessible pontoon designed for river lovers with a disability. The site includes a wheelchair accessible cabin with access to water and electricity. While in a related project, a changing places accessible bathroom has also been created at the riverside next to the existing toilet facilities. This is now available for use. Whilst the accessible moorings are available to all, they have been specifically designed to meet the requirements of the Wallingford Accessible Boat Club's Wheelie Boat, WOW 1, to enable disabled and less mobile people to have equal access to the river. To contact the club for further support or guidance, visit wabc.org.uk. The completion of the work times perfectly with the summer opening of the riverside site. The popular campsite opened at the beginning of May and the outdoor pool and splash bed opened on the 24th of May. John Jenkins, MBE, Chairman of WABC, commented, "This is a truly wonderful moment for our club, an historic occasion. The facilities at Riverside, complete with adjoining car parking, easy access down to the water and to our wheelie boat, WOW 1, will enable us to offer more river trips to more disabled and elderly people so that they can enjoy the wonders of the river just as able-bodied people do. We have been working with South Oxfordshire District Council on this project for almost 5 years and we are very thankful to the Council for the project funding and to the councillors and officers who got behind us to drive it to a successful conclusion. The project has been financed by £209,534 of CIL, that's Community Infrastructure Levy money, charged by South Oxfordshire District Council on new development in the district. This refurbishment work follows a £400,000 boost of the on-site wash facilities and a revamp of the splash pads in 2023. Garden waste permits. We have now issued over 25,000 new garden waste permits to subscribers in South Oxfordshire, but there is still time to sign up if you haven't got yours yet. Go to southoxford.gov.uk/garden waste. When you register for a permit, you can set up an account so that future renewals will be quicker and so that the council can contact you if there are any disruptions to the service, for example, because of bad weather.